Opinion vertical line. Are we finally ready for a male contraceptive? The New York Times, November 8, 2023, 8 o'clock a.m. Get credit. Eleanor Davis share full article by Jessica Rose in Wednesday's newsletter. I wrote about the side effects that some women experience with various hormonal birth control methods, as well as with non-hormonal implants like the copper IUD. I believe those side effects need to be more fully discussed by more medical professionals so that young women in particular don't get stuck with incomplete or potentially incorrect information from snake oil salesmen on social media pushing less effective birth control methods. But an unanswered question that kept coming up in a lot of my reporting was, why don't we have a larger range of more effective, safer birth control choices, period? In recent decades, fertility methods have improved steadily. For example, the egg freezing process, once considered experimental, has been widely adopted. On the other hand, it can seem, at least to a non-expert consumer like me, as if the range of contraceptive options hasn't really advanced. Beyond that, there have been high-profile failures of products like the birth control implant Escher, which was approved by the Food and Drug Administration in 2002 and taken off the market in 2018 after an estimated 16,000 lawsuits or claims filed by women who reported severe injuries, including perforation of the uterus and the fallopian tubes, as Sheila Kaplan reported for The Times. My general sense that there's been a lack of contraceptive innovation has merit, according to Daniel Johnston, the chief of the contraceptive research branch at the National Institutes of Health. He told me that in 2002 a study, which found that menopausal hormone therapy had increased the risk of heart disease and breast cancer, had a general chilling effect on research and development related to the use of hormones in women's health. Though subsequent studies on hormone replacement therapy complicated those 2002 findings, as Susan Dominus reported this year in an article for The Times magazine about menopause, the damage was already done. According to a paper published in the journal Biology of Reproduction in 2020, other reasons contraceptive development stalled had to do with the costs of development, liability concerns related to safety and efficacy, and the strong return on investment that pharmaceutical companies get from products already on the market, such as the relatively cheap to produce pill. As for male contraception, the study's authors wrote, the arguments against investing in new male methods largely focus on the idea that women would not trust men to use them properly and that men do not get pregnant so would be less motivated to use them. The good news is that despite those arguments, investment in new kinds of contraceptive products seems to be turning around. Johnston said that since he arrived at the NIH in 2016, he's seen increased interest in and somewhat more funding for contraceptive research at the organization, to the extent that there are now several new products in the clinical trial stage of development. One example that Johnston mentioned is an anti-sperm monoclonal antibody called ZB06, an intravaginal film that you would put on 30 minutes or so before having sex. The antibody was discovered in an infertility patient, and it makes sperm clumpy and slow, or, in clinical language, it causes agglutination and immobilization. In a phase 1 study of a small sample size of healthy women, ZB06 was found to be safe and effective. Another example is a male birth control hormonal gel called Ness/T, which is now in phase 2 clinical trials. As Danny Bloom reported in 2022 for The Times, the gel is one which men would apply to their shoulders and upper arms once per day. Bloom reported that Dr. Christina Huang, one of the lead investigators, estimated that optimistically, the gel could be available in 5 years, but even that would be moving very fast. Writing for Gizmodo earlier this year, said Kara called Ness/T the field's most promising option in years. He also quoted Dr. Huang, who said that men's attitudes have evolved, things have changed a lot since we first started working on this. The men that come into this study really wanted to take up responsibility. There is also a need for tweaking methods that already exist to create new products and reach underserved populations, said Kirsten Vogel Song, a senior program officer at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is one of the biggest global funders of contraceptive R&D. In lower and middle income countries, Vogel Song explained, daily pills that are a popular method among American women might not be practical. So the method the foundation is working on with a biotech company is a pill that needs to be taken only monthly. It contains the same types of hormones that are in a daily pill, so the same set of side effects would apply. Another hot spot for innovation is in injectables. like the Depo-Provera shot, Vajil Song said. Injectables aren't very popular in the U.S., but they are the number one method used in many countries in sub-Saharan Africa for a variety of reasons, she noted. One of the reasons is that women can use an injectable without anyone else knowing. It's discreet, so if you have a partner or a community that doesn't approve of birth control, you can still take it. Vajil Song said the most popular injectable lasts for 3 months, and researchers are working on a six-month product, along with the next generation of injectables, which they are calling microdee patches or microneedles. Instead of one long needle injecting the medication, the application would be more like a band-aid with a lot of tiny, micro-sized projections that release drug in your skin even after you remove the patch or the bandage, Vajil Song explained. This would make application easier and less painful, and would require less reliance on a healthcare provider because you could apply the patch yourself. Unfortunately for my rapidly shriveling 41-year-old eggs, it's doubtful that any of these innovations will reach the market in time to be of use to me. But I find it heartening that they could be of use to other women not too far in the future, and that men seem more willing to take an active role in controlling fertility than they previously may have been. Vajil Song told me that she is feeling optimistic. I've been working in this field for 25 years, and so in the last 3 to 5 years, the amount of conversation around contraceptive research and development and the conversations around women's health more broadly are finally breaking the surface, and now really being taken more seriously, she said. Share full article.